Okay, Rabbi Isai, this sugya really is a non-tmura sugya, but it's a very yisaitistic sugya, the sugya of Shvu Shav. So I just want to bring out one main yisait, which I think is, besides for being mitaretz the sugya, it also opens up a lot of other sugyas of Brachal Vatol and Shvu Shav and all the other inyanim. So the Gemara, we'll go back to the Gemara that we left off. We left off here where the Gemara says, Shvu Shav, Hechidomi. Maskif lo rabavu, Shvu Sheker, Hechidomi. What's the case of Shvu Sheker? Again, we brought this in because Shvu Shav and Shvu Sheker are one of the cases where there's a din of Moitzi, of Lav Shei B'maisa Loikin Olav. So the Gemara says, then you did a ma'isa. If you said shvu shelo yoichal and you ate, so you did a ma'isa. It's a lav sheyesh be ma'isa. Which agav urcha from the Gemara, we see a fascinating idea. See, without the Gemara, without this point of the Gemara, we would learn that when somebody makes a shvua and they're over the shvua, logically, what you're really doing is you're being mechalal your dibor. Lo yachel devorai. So without this Gemara, the way we clearly by Shvu Shav, Shvu Sheker, by Nedarim, we know the Gemara beginning in Nedarim explains the difference between the Isur Nedarim and the Isurim of Shvua, is that a Neder is on the Gavra, and the Shvua is on the a Neder is on the Chefetz, and the Shvua is on the Gavra. So when you say Kikur Zeh Osur Alai as a Neder, the object becomes Osur. When you say Shvu Shelo Yoichal Es HaKikor, you're not allowed to eat the Kikor. But really, when you learn the Gemara in the Dorim, you would take it to the next level. You would, but I'm saying this Gemara clearly takes us the other direction. You would take it to the next level and say the whole nature of Nedarim and Shvuos are different. A Neder is a creation of Isser. And that, I think, it remains as such. A Neder is a creation of Isser. Which means when I say Kikur Zeh also a lie, I just created a piece of Isser. Just like there's such a thing as Basar B'Cholov and Chalev and Dam. So when I say that this thing is also on me, I've created another Isser. That's one way to look at it. And Shvua is not that way at all. Shvua is a question of making it very plain, simple. It's a question of honesty. If you say something, you have to keep your word. So therefore, if I say I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, the piece of bread is not Isser. But I have to be honest, Abe. I can't be dishonest. If I said I'm not going to eat it, I can't eat it. And if I eat it, l'chayra, the Isser that I'm over is the fact that I'm dishonest. We go back to the source of lo yachal dvorei. That's a simple way. Remember years ago, I heard from Rabbi Yankov a beautiful idea. He said, why is it called lo yachal dvorei? Yachal is a lashon of chulin. So Rabbi Yankov said a great idea. He said, generally, when people are dishonest, it's because they look at words, it's only words. People look at it, it's dvarim, it's nothing. He says, by hektish, we know, amir l'gavoya k'mesir l'hegedomi. When you say you're going to give something to hektish, the halacha is, that's a transaction. If I tell you I'm going to give you $1 million, that's not a transaction. If I tell hektish, if I say I'm going to give $1,000 to hektish, that is a transaction. So if Yankov wanted to say that the Torah pulls the person up to that level. The Torah says, lo yachal dvorei. Don't treat your words like chulin. Treat your words as though they were to be hektish. And the mela, look at words like they actually have an essence of a transaction. That's how Rabbi Yankov types it. If you knew Rabbi Yankov, you'd appreciate that, because that's the way he lived. But to him, a word, you asked him if it's snowing outside, he would open up the window and look. He wouldn't answer without looking. So lemaisa, if you learn that way, then the Gemara doesn't have much of a question. The Gemara is asking, if we're talking about a case where a guy said, Shvu shelo yoichal v'ochal, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Really, the way we're explaining, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Because it's not the loaf of bread that's usher, it's the words. Now, when you eat it, we go back to the words that you said. And the words that you said was not honest. So if you learn that way, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. It seems clear from our Gemara that even when you make a shvua, And although it's a din on the gavra, it still reflects a maisa iser when you go and you eat. Because if all it is a chilul of your words, it doesn't make a difference if what you're doing is a positive thing or a passive thing. Either way, it's a chilul of your words. But to Gemara here seems to be saying clearly that, no, if I say I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, and then I eat it, it's not just the fact that I'm dishonest, that my words were not correct. It seems from the Gemara that there is a maisa iser. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So that seems to be clear in the Gemara. I have a way around this, because this simply learning, that should not be the way to learn. Simply you learn, it's a chilul adibur. When you do something, you're being mechalal the original words. But anyway, the Gemara says, so that can't be. Can't be talking about a case where there's a maisa, because then it wouldn't be an issue. Says the Gemara, Elo domer sho'echo v'lo yocha. Talking about a case where a guy says, I will eat, and he doesn't. So that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Says the Gemara, over there, taki, you don't get malchus. If somebody made a shvur that he'll eat and he doesn't, he taka doesn't get malchus, according to all the amiroim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish argue why you don't get malchus. They both say amri eni loike. Rabbi Yochanan amen loike the lav shem b'maisa. So you see, it's not an exception to the rule. Taka lav shem b'maisa. V'chol lav shem b'maisa ein loike nolav. V'reish Lakish amar eni loike. For the reason, because it's Asura Sofik. The Avalei Asura Sofik. Asura Sofik ain't like an Olaf. So that can't be the case of Shvua, which is an exception to the rule that you do get Malkus. Elom Rabavu Tehei Bochalti V'lo Yochalti. Where you're swearing about what was. There it's definitely a Chilul Hadibur. Right there, what you're doing is you do words of Mechul. U'mayishno dekomar Bochalti V'lo Yochalti Me'oichal V'lo Yochal. Why is there a distinction? In other words, this Gemara's question obviously is only on Rabbi Yechanan. According to Reish Lakish, it's clear why we're making a distinction. Because Reish Lakish says that there's an issue of Asura Safik. Asura Safik means that we can't give you Asura because every minute of the day you have the potential to be Mekayim it. Now, according to Reish Lakish, the only way we can introduce a Chi of Malkus is if we're reflecting retroactively. Then we could say, you did or you didn't. Then we could give you Asura Svadai. So according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara has no question. The Gemara's question is according to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, who says that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So it's the same lav she'ein bo ma'isa if you say, I won't eat, I will eat, and you don't eat, as if you say, I did eat, and you didn't eat. They're both a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So what would be the reason to be marba one over the other? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Marava, Beferish Rivsa Torah Sheker Doima L'Shov. The Torah compared Sheker to Shov. And just like Shov, which is a false, which is a Shvur, which is inherently false. The difference between Shov and Sheker is that Shov is a Shvur which can't be correct. It's inherently false. Somebody swears about something which is inherently false. He says, he saw a flying lion. Right, so he swears that he saw a flying lion, that's inherently a dover, something that can't be. That's a shvur shov. Or somebody makes a shvur levatel as hamitzvah. So inherently, you can't be mevatel a mitzvah. So then the shvur is inherently a shvur shov. It's a chefza in the shvur, not in the gavra. The shvur is something that can't be. So the Gemara says that since the Torah puts together sheker and shov, it has to be similar. Mashov l'shov, av sheker l'shov. Somebody made a shvur that he won't eat the kikar. And then he said the shvur multiple times. Shvur shaloyachlena, shvur shaloyachlena v'ochla. And he chayev ala achas. V'zehu shviyo asbitui. Shechayovin al zdoyna makas v'al shigagosa korban oil v'yeret. Only this shvur. It's mashma that it's coming to be memayet, a shvur where you swore that you did or didn't do something. Zeu l'muhute mai, lav l'muhute achalti v'lo achalti, d'lo loki. Loi, it's not trying to memayit that. Zui dal shigigoso maisi korban. This price is only coming to talk about korbanos. By Yeshua, it is a korban oil of a yoret. Avol achalti v'lo achalti, loi maisi korban. Umani Rabbi Shmuel idomar in a chayev ala osad lova. Rabbi Shmuel says, you only chayev a korban reflecting the past. Reflecting the future, not reflecting the past. Avol milka loki. But if you make a shvur on the past, you'll be chayev malchus too. Eima seif. But the Sefer clearly is outruling that, because the Sefer says, Zehu Shua Shav, Shechayov and Alzdoin and Makos, Val Shigigoso, but Zehu Lumute Mai, Lav Lumute, Achalti, Vilay Achalti, Dilay Loki. Loi says the Gemara, the same thing. Zehu Dal Shigigoso, Potomi Korban, Aval Achalti, Vilay Achalti, Maisi Korban. Umani Rebbe Kivi, the Oma Mavian Korban, Allah Lushova. You do bring a Korban on the Oma. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You just told me it's not. For Amrit Reisha Rebbe Shmuel, that you don't bring a carbon only on the future. Elamid the Sefer Rebbe Kiva Reisha Nami Rebbe Kiva Vereisha Lav Lamute Achalti Vole Achalti Lamute Ocha Vole Ocha. Our first case. It's coming to be Mamayat if somebody's talking about the future by a Lav She'en by Maisa. Umaish no, why are we Marba in the Reisha? And why in one case are we being Marba the future versus the Ovar? Mishum the koi b'la'bo m'mayet la'bo, koi b'la'bo m'mayet l'shover. It doesn't make sense. When you're talking about the future, you're being m'mayet the future. You're talking about the same minyan. Okay, so here the Gemara is clear that the shvu, yichayev, the only case that you'd be chayev malchus is a case where you made a shvu sheker on the ovar. That's the only case you'd be chayev malchus. So we have two cases where you'll be chayev malchus. Either if you make a shvu shov, which inherently is a heftza of a shvu which is false, nothing to do with the facts of what happened, but rather the shvu itself is something that can't be true, and that's what a shvu shav is. And then there's something called a shvu sheker, and a shvu sheker you only chayev malchus if you're talking about the ovar, not if you're talking about the asid. On the asid you'd be potter, either because lav shem b'maisa or because hasra safik. That's what comes out from the Gemara. No, then it's a lav she'esh b'maisa. We're still going in the category of lav she'en b'maisa. In lav she'en b'maisa, these are the only cases where you'll be chayev. Now, what's difficult is, it's clear from the Gemara that you need psukim to be marba malchus. Shvu shov has malchus because we have the pasuk of lo yinakeh. That's how we know that there's malchus by shvu shov. Otherwise, shvu shov would also be potter for malchus because it's a lav she'en b'maisa. Right? So, each case over here in the Gemara needed a ribui, so it's either shvu shav there's a chiyuv malchus, or by shvu sheker on the ovar there's a chiyuv malchus. But shvu sheker on the osid where it's a lav shem b'maisa, you put it for malchus. And now the Gemara continues, almost ignores everything that we learned, and the Gemara debates whether if you just moitzi shem shemayim, even truthfully, maybe there's a chiyuv malchus. And that's impossible. We just finished bringing pasuk after pasuk. That's marba specifically, isolated cases with his malchus by lav shei b'maisa, by shvua, and it's limited to either shvua shav or something similar to shvua shav, namely a shvua sheker on the ovar. And now the Gemara proceeds by saying that maybe you'll be chayev malchus even if you make a shvua's emes. Forget Shvua Sheker. You made a true Shvua. Also be Chayev. And for some reason, the Rishonim are not oimed on this contradiction, seemingly contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara continues. So we went into this Rav Yechanan last week. Let's just skip these two lines. It says, Makalul Chaveri B'Shem, somebody Makalul his friend using the Shema Mefarish, or any shame, we'll see, he's Chayev. Says the Gemara mean Nolan. Omar Rabbi Lezer, Omar Abu Shai, Omar Kro, Im Lois Ishmor. It says if you don't keep the mitzvah, and then it says, we'll see how we know that this is talking about Makalul Chaver B'Shem. It says, V'hiflo Hashem es ma'koischa. And the Lashon Haflo is a Lashon of Malchus. Haflo zu eni yodea mahu, kishu oimer v'hipilo yashoifet v'hiko lefanov, and over there it's talking about Malchus. Heavy oimer aflo zu malchus. We see aflo means malchus. Ask the Gemara, listen to this question. Eimar afilu shvuas emes. How do you know that this is only shvuas sheker? Maybe even shvuas emes, there's malchus. What do you mean maybe shvuas emes? We just went through the whole sugya. That is, even within the framework of shvuas sheker, there's only isolated shvuas. It has to be the ovar. It has to be doyma to shvuah shav. And now the Gemara is saying, maybe if you make a shvuah emes, there should be malchus. So it's a pelodic Gemara. So the Gemara says, no. And the Gemara holds, based on everything we know, this could actually be the case. Maybe you're chayiv malchus if you make a true shvuah. That means the Gemara basically feels everything that we learned is not negayah. It could be any time you make a shvuah, you're chayiv. What is the Gemara going to do with lo yinaka? L'chayra. I mean, it's mamash apliya. When we had the original, when we started the whole sugya, we said that every shvuah is divorced from past the possibility of having malchus. Forgetting what the Gemara is dealing with here, every shvuah is a lav shein b'maisa. Inherently, there can't be malchus by any shvuah. The only reason why there's malchus by any shvuah, I'm talking about a shvuah where there's no maisa. I'm not talking about shvuah shelo yoyechal v'ochal. There's a maisa. Talking about a regular case. Every shvuah where there's no maisa is automatically there can't be malchus there because there's no maisa. And the whole process of malchus began because we had a pasuk lo yinaka. And lo yinaka taught us that bezen shomala in menaka noisai, avul bezen shomata menaka noisai. And then the only way we schlepped in any other shvuah to the parsha was based on its connection to shvuah shav. Just like yichayev by shvuah shav, yichayev by shvuah sheker, which is similar to shav. That's the whole process. How could the Gemara have a havamini shebo'ilam? And actually, this is the Gemara's maskana. The only reason why the Gemara comes out that you can make a shvuah semes is because we have a raya from the pasuk that you can make a shvuah semes. In fact, if we would have no pasuk that says clearly that you're allowed to make a shvuah semes, the Gemara now is assuming that any time a person would make a shvuah, they would be chayiv for making a shvuah. A true shvuah. And actually, the Chassam Sofer and his tshuvas and in Choshen Mishpat Simon Tzadik, he has a whole lengthy tshuva in which he discusses the idea of making a shvuah in general. He really schwitzes, where do we get this minig of not making shvuahs? Jews have a minig, you don't make a shvuah. We treat a shvuah like an issue. So where do we get that from? And he has a whole lengthy tshuva. Where do we get? Actually, the Rambam holds that when you make a shvuah's emes, you're makayim a mitzvah. Ubishmo tishoveya. He counts it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as a mitzvah. To swear truthfully is a mitzvah saseh. Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh. Rabbi Avraham, Benoy Shel Rambam, and also the Sefer HaChinuch, which I asked the Yom to look up, discusses that according to the Rambam, if somebody has an opportunity to swear truthfully and they don't take it, then mevatel a mitzvah. That's how far the Rambam goes. According to the Rambam, a guy comes to court. They ask him to swear. And he had an opportunity to swear b'shem Hashem truthfully. It's a bittul mitzvah. He says, no, I affirm. According to the Rambam, the way the Chinuch understands it, not only is it not a... If the judge would be a London, the judge would say, what do you mean you for religious reasons you're not swearing? For religious reasons, swear. That would be... That's how it would play out according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam also mitzvah say to swear. The Ramban holds that Bishmoy Tishaveya is a heter. It's a heter to swear falsely. To swear honestly. It's not a heter. So according to the Ramban, you can debate whether you should swear, you shouldn't, is it better not to, is it better yes to. And in fact, many of the Achroinim, Rav Yashiv amongst them, asks on the Chassam Sofer, how could the Chassam Sofer ignore the Ramban? The Chassam Sofer takes for granted that you shouldn't swear. He just looks, where do we find it? So he says here, Hinei das ha-Rambam danish be'emes mekayim mitzvah saseh. He says, and according to the Rambam, mi sheloi rotzel yishova b'shmoy, somebody who doesn't want to swear in the name of Hashem, le'es ha-tzorech bital mitzvah saseh. It's mevatel mitzvah. By not swearing, it's mevatel mitzvah. He says, "V'ayim b'chsam soifer." He doesn't bring the source. I believe it's Choshen Mishpat Simon Tzadi. Shekosav shetoiv limona af meshvus emes. And he starts bringing the midrashim and this, and he says, "It's a tzorachin on the chsam soifer." Amai v'yesh la'ayim lomo lo hiskiu achsam soifer es harambam anal. The Rambam clearly learns it's a mitzvah. But what's fascinating is that at this point in the Gemara is assuming that when you make a shvus emes, you chayiv malchus. How? What's the mechanism of that? How could the Gemara think that? So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, no. Shavuos emes, that can't be. Behed yiksiv. The Torah permits it. Because it says, Shavuos Hashem tiyah bein shneihem. It says clearly that when there's a machloikis between the balabos and the shomer, and the shomer claims that he's potter, he makes a shvuah. So now the Gemara makes another seemingly pelodic statement. Emar, hani mili lefaya says chaveiro yavo milki luki. Here the Gemara. The Gemara seemed, again, if you read the Gemara simply, the Gemara seems to be saying that, okay, in Echonami, you got to make a shvuah. So you make the shvuah, and then we'll give you malchus. In other words, the guy's going to come to Besen, right? The shomer is going to come to Besen. The balabais is going to come to Besen. Balabais is going to say, what happened to my shor? The shomer is going to say it was stolen. So far, everything is above the law. Everything is clear. Everything is above the law and kosher. Balabas says, well, how do I know it was stolen? The dayanim say, shomer, you got to make a shvuah. Shvuah sasam tiyah bein shneihem. The shomer gets up. He follows the dictate of Besen. Which, by the way, before they make him swear, there's two other people there giving him asrar. Reb Yid, after you listen to the dayanim and you swear like they're telling you to do, you're going to get malchus. Why in the world would anybody become a shame? I have no idea. It's almost like you're putting in a key malchus. There's no you pay. Basically, any shamer, he has two choices. So Rashi seems to actually learn over here that you'll be chayav malchus. If you look at the Rashi's words. Rashi says, Lefaya says Chaveroi. Sheloi Yehei Toivoi Momen. You gotta, listen, you gotta, if you want to get out of paying, you better swear. Otherwise, the guy's going to be Taveri, you should pay him. Avu Muki Luki, or maybe ask me that they shvur. What's going on here? First of all, what in the world did I do? I'm an innocent, honest person. Somebody came to me and asked me to wash the name. I said, okay, fine. It could be even a Shemachinim. Shemachinim also has to swear that he wasn't Peshea. So I could be Mamish, a good Samaritan. A guy came to me and said, I'm going away for a year. Could you please watch my behemoth? Sure, no problem. Give me the behemoth. I'll watch it for a year. The guy comes back after a year. He says, what happened? I said, Nebuchadnezzar, this happened. Halach is Ampati. Oim is Geneva Vaveda Ampati or Shemachinim. But I still have to swear Shvu Shaloi Peshati. The guy says, well, swear that you weren't Peshea. Now two other didn't come. Say, listen, swear, then we'll give you Malchus afterwards. Makabal Asor. Don't think it's a Pelanibla. And how could it be that Bezin is Machayev somebody to do an Issa Deraisa? It's a pill. This is all within the framework of the way the Gemara is going, according to Rashi. So we'll see what the Gemara means. I have a different shot even in Rashi. I think that this is such a pill, I can't even be soivel that Rashi went this way. Can't be soivel that that's... Clearly, the Ramban and other Rishonim clearly don't learn the Gemara that way. They learn the Gemara very simply. Maybe... when you have a need to swear because somebody is demanding you to pay. So Lefaya says Chaveri, the Gemara doesn't mean milky locky in that case. The Gemara means, Dilma maybe to make a Shavuos Emes, Yitaka Chayev Malchus. But Lefaya says Chaveri, you potter from Malchus. So when the Gemara says, the Dilma Lefaya says Chaveri, the Gemara doesn't mean in this case you'll be Chayev. The Gemara means, the Dilma maybe over here, Lefaya says Chaveri, Hanimi Lefaya says Chaveri. There's no Malchus. Avo! But in a case where it's not Lefaya says Chaveroi, milky lucky. That's the way to read the Gemara. That's more mistaver to learn the Gemara that way. Now we'll see, Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way, but I hold that it's kamat not shaykh to learn Rashi another way. To tell me that the Bezdin is Mechayiv some, forgetting that it's so not mistaver the whole thing, that Bezdin is Mechayiv somebody to do an Issa, how could they do such a thing? Not only that, the halacha is Bezdin can't even be Mechayiv something where one of the sides is going to be doing an Issa, even if they don't know that it's an Issa. That's the famous bananas. The sugi we had in the beginning above Metzia, right? That according to bananas, Bezin can't even be Mechai of two people to swear something where one of them is lying. You have the Chemdini and the Poyal, right? Each one swears. The Chemdini swears he paid. The Poyal swears he didn't get. Bananas says you can't make such a shvuah. You can't do such a shvuah. It's a shvuah shav. That's even in a case where Bezin, each shvuah that their Machayev could be is emes. According to this Gemara, Bezin will be Machayev something which is Vaday Malchus? It's a pell, it can't be. Says the Gemara, Ahumi Boyle, says the Gemara, no. Loi motzis amrit. Can't be, because we have this pasuk to aksiv, u'bishmoi tishaveya. It says bishmoi tishaveya. So there you got a pasuk that says clearly you're allowed to make a shvus emes. If I care, according to the Rambam, which by the way, Rashi al Torah clearly says like the Rambam. Not only does he say it's okay, but Rashi says that if somebody swears emes, he's mekayim bishmoi tishaveya. That's Rashi in Dvarim. So over here, the Gemara says, "Ha'umi boy le'lich derav." The Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Minayin shenishboim lekayim es hamitzvah. Shenemar nishbati v'akayim olishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. There's a new din that you're allowed to make a shvu to be mekayim a mitzvah, and even though shvu normally is not chal to be mekayim a mitzvah. So here the Rishonim explain lezuzei nafshe, in order to encourage you to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to make the shvu. Says the Gemara, Hoksiv kruachrino uvoi tidbak uvishmoi tishaveya. Okay? So the Gemara says, so therefore we know, so again, going back to what we said, the Gemara says, therefore we can't include a shvuas emes as a chi of malchus. So now we go to Makala. The only reason why we went through this loop is because we were trying to say maybe when the Torah says vihifla, the chi of malchus will be for shvuas emes. Or says, no, it can't be for Shavuos Emes, because we have a pasuk that clearly, at the very least, permits it. Either according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to do it, according to the Ramban, it's a heter to do it. But either way, the Torah permitted it. Which, by the way, the question that I'm asking you, on the whole sugya, even l'maskana, according to the Ramban, we have to understand it. Meaning, our question is, we just developed a whole sugya where there's an issue to make a shvua. Shvua sheker, shvua shav. Then the Gemara now is ignoring all of that, and the Gemara is clearing maybe shvua semis there'll be a chiv. Then the Gemara concludes that no, shvua semis there isn't because it says bishmoy sheveya. According to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah asay, to swear truthfully. According to the Ramban, it's a heter. According to the Ramban, we have to know the maskana. Why do we need that heter for? If we have a whole process of shvu shav and shvu sheker, why don't we, by the just like I'm asking you, Lagabi the Malkus, why don't we have, by the process of elimination, a conclusion that that's permitted? There are psukim that clearly prohibit shvu sheker on the asid, and there's no Malkus. If you swear on the future, there's no Malkus. So I'm talking about falsely. But there's still a pasuk that prohibits it. So there would be no reason for the Torah to prohibit it without Malkus if every Shavuos Emes is prohibited. So what I'm saying is that even according to the Maskana of the Gemara, according to the Ramban, we still have our question. Because the Ramban learns, according to the Ramban, we have no problems at all according to the Maskana. Because according to the Ramban, there's category Shavuos Sheker, which includes all the cases of Sheker. Future, past, positive, negative, passive, everything's included. There's Malkus only on the Ovar. On the future, there's a Lav without Malkus. That's that category. Then there's Shavuos Emes. Shavuos Emes would have been okay anyway. Happens to be the Torah gave us a mitzvah to swear truthfully. So we need that Pasuk, Bishmoiti Shaveya, to tell me there's a mitzvah. To the point that if you don't do it, you're mevatel an opportunity of doing a Shavuos Emes. Right? That's, so according to the Rambam, at least in the conclusion, everything is clear. Shavuos Sheker has its Psukim. Shavuos Emes, even without Psukim, would be permitted, technically. But we have Psukim to make it into a mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, there is no mitzvah to swear truthfully. There's a heter. Which means that there would have been an issa without the heter. What would have that issue been? If in fact we developed already that a shvua on the future, which is false, there's an issur without malchus, right? So a shvuas emes, if there's even a issur without malchus on a truth shvua, why would I need a lav for a shvua on the future, which is false? That also has to be somehow gotten around, even in the maskana. Okay. Says the Gemara, Elolomai also lemakalal as chaveri b'shem. It's coming, somebody's makalal his friend using the shem Hashem. And that's, for that there's malchus. Now we go back to the haflor. So the pasuk of haflor is going on somebody who's makalal. Says the Gemara of Eima, lemoitzi shem shamayim levatola. Maybe it's coming to somebody who's being moitzi shem shamayim levatola. Now here at this point of the Gemara has a pelotik havamina. The Gemara has a havamina at this point that somebody who's mekalal chaveri b'shem would be potter from malchus, and somebody who's moitzi shem shamayim would not, without a klala, would be chayav malchus. I try to make that work. At this point, the Gemara then asks, "What do you mean? How could it be?" But at this point, the Gemara assumes. Do you have to know what the Havamina Bechlal is? I think it all ties into what the difficulty here in the Sugya. This point, the Gemara has a Havamina, that if you be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo, you be Chayv Malkus. If you're Mekalel Chaveirai, where you're doing two things, Sa'a you're being Moitzi Shem Shemayim, Sa'a you're being Mekalel another Jew, which is a lav on its own, the Gemara knew there's a lav, there'd be a Havamina that you'd be Potter for Malkus. And that the Gemara says, how could that be? Fact the Gemara. Is it any different? Says the Gemara. Migora makal chaver b'shem imoitzi shem shemayim levatol. Is it any less the fact that you cursed your friend? Says the Gemara. No. Ana nochi kokashilon aim imoitzi shem shemayim levatol tizgilei b'malkus. Maybe it's enough. Avo makal chaver b'shem kiven the overtarti the two things. The Komapik Shem Shemayim Levatola Vekomitzar Lelechavre Loitz Gilei B'Malkus. The Gemara says, I would think Malkus wouldn't be enough. What does it mean it wouldn't be enough? So there's a big machloikus in the Rishonim. Does it mean we wouldn't give you Malkus? Some Rishonim learn we wouldn't give you Malkus. And some Rishonim learn, like Rashi by us learns, it means just Malkus won't be a kapora. You'll still have a loyanake. Says the Gemara Loy Motzesamit. So here the Arsameach has a very nice pshat in this Gemara. There are multiple pshatim here. The Arsameach in Ulchus Sanhedrin learns, very simple, the Gemara. Loi Motzes Amrit, meaning, you can't tell me that the reason why, you can't tell me that when you, that Loi Sekalel, you wouldn't give Malkus because it's, you're doing two things wrong. You're being Mitzayer, your friend too. Because it says, Lo Sekalel Cheresh. So the way the Arsameach learns, over there there's no Tzar Lachavere. He doesn't hear you, he doesn't know, he evades from Garnish. So therefore there's no Loi Sekalel. Rather, the Afike Yam doesn't accept this pshat, because Afike Yam feels that when it says L'tzaras Chaveira, it goes by you. It's not that he's being hurt. It's that you are trying to hurt a Jew. So you're doing a double dose. The Rosh Hashanah holds, it's Yenna's pain. So if the guy's deaf, the Rambam actually is more mashma like the Afike Yam, because the Rambam says, the fact that the Torah said L'sakal Cheresh, the Torah showed us that the Torah was more concerned about the Makalo than the Makulo. Meaning the Torah is more worried about you doing such a disgraceful thing than the one who's receiving it. And it's two different things. It's like Genevis Das, right? Genevis Das is a din in you. And that's why we find a fascinating halacha. We find that Genevis Akum, we hold as an Issa Darais. We hold that Genevis Akum as Darais. However, even those who hold that Genevis Akum is Mutter, hold that Genevis Das by a Goy is also. How is that? Because Genevis Das is not being on the Machaveri. Those that exclude Genevis Mammon is because they hold that Genevis is part of the Nodom Machaveri. It's not applicable to a guy. Mashenkin Genevis Das is a din in you. It's a din in your honesty with yourself. And in that regard, it's not being on the Machaveri. That's why it's applicable even to a guy. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. There's a Kalal Cheresh at the very least. It's not a Bein Adam L'Chaveri Dikalav. Not a Bein Adam L'Chaveri Dikalav, because you see, it's like Sekal Cheresh. So the Gemara says, fine, that's one teretz. Yibay Yisema, that's the Girsi, Yibay Yisema. Bishloim L'Kal Chaveri, at least we have an Azhora. Azharosa Me'ocha Dikhsiv Loi Sekal Cheresh. But Moitzi Shem Shemayim, you can't be Chayev Malkus, because there's no law for it. You can't tell me that the lav is going on Motzi Shem Shemayim the Malkus, because there's no lav. The Gemara says,
The Gemara says, no, ahu azor aseyu, that's an asay. Okay. So in conclusion, the Gemara holds that by a moitzi shem shemayim levatolo, without a klola, does not have a lav. It only has an asay. And since it only has an asay, so therefore it can't be malchus. So we're back to the hafla. So the pasuk of the hifla is going on makal chaver b'shem, because on that we have a lav of loy sekal chesh. That's the Gemara. So I want to tell you one yisoid, which I think will tie everything biyachad together here and give a little more clarity. It will also explain to us why the Rambam totally throws us through a loop. I asked the Olam to look up the Rambam, which, by the way, the Maror Mekoymus, somebody pointed out, and it's correct, are in the previous week. So when you look, I got several questions this week where the Maror Mekoymus were. They're in the previous week's shir. They're not in the current week. Hilchos Brachos. If you look at the Rambam there, the Rambam states, "Kol amevorach brocha shein etzricha, hareize noisei shem shamayim lashav." So the Rambam seems to imply that when you say, when you moitzi shem shamayim, right, you're not over the lav of that the Gemara says, "Oisa tira v'oisa tavoy." Right? There's some kind of Isra say. The Rambam is mashma yo'ivr the lav. Because he brings the pasuk of Shvu Shav. He brings the pasuk of Hareze Noishe Shem Shemayim L'Shav. That's black and white, L'Chayr in the Rambam. In fact, this Rambam is very negay l'halocha. Because within the framework of Bracha L'Vatola, there's a big machlokes rishonim. What Isra is there? Okay? And there's actually three different shitas in Bracha L'Vatola. What's fascinating is the Rambam shita. He's the extreme right, the Rambam shita. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, Tosfos shita is that when you make a Bracha L'Vatola, you're not over deraisa. You're not over any deraisa. There's no deraisa you're over. The Gemara brings this Rambam is really a quote of a Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah uses that Rosh. The way the Tosfos gets around, he says it's an asmachta. Obviously, what does Tosfos hold? This pasuk is talking about a shvua, not talking about a bracha. When you make a bracha, lemaisa, you said it just like if somebody says miris on Shabbos, and he says Shem Hashem, it's not a problem. He's saying Hashem's name in the context of some sensible sentence. What? Fine, but I'm just saying, you're not over any Yisra Deraisa by doing that. Those people that do sing with Hashem's name, we're not over Deraisa by doing that. There's no, you're allowed to do that. So, but for some reason, by a bracha, it's different. So Tosfos says that whole thing is Derabbanan. Midaraisa, a bracha would be like Zmiris. Midaraisa, somebody says a nice sentence about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice. What's the difference if I say that or I say Kogi Ben Olam? Oh Maya. What's the difference? Well, the truth is, logically, Tosfos is right. What's the difference? If I say Hashem's name in a context that's surely if it's Divrei Shevach, first of all, it's accurate. It's an accurate sentence. Baruchat Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shakol Ni B'Dvar is 100% accurate. In fact, anybody who doesn't believe in that is not because, right? It's 100% accurate. So it's true. What's wrong with it? Well, if you want, I'll sing it. I'll sing Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu. Does that make you happy? Then it's not a bracha. I'll put a header on top of it. Zmiris, the Shahakal Zmiris. Then it's not a problem. So Tosfos therefore holds that this is a din de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said you make a bracha of Torah. That's an issa. And they use an asmachta. They brought the pasuk of Loisis Hashem Lekeinu Lekecha Lashov. But really, it's only the Rabbana. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam, as we just read, the Rambam doesn't hold it that way. The Rambam says, Harei ze noisei shem shemayim l'shav. V'harei hu, the Rambam is very, very clear. V'harei hu kinishba l'shav. It's black and white. So the Rambam is very, very clear that he equates a bracha to a, you have to know why, how, what, what's the Rambam talking about? But that's a, it's a, I believe that's a very, very difficult Rambam. But this is the Rambam sheet. So we have the Rambam holds that it's mamash a deraisa like Shushov. Really, it's even more than Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. You follow? In other words, according to Toysius, it's less than Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. Somebody just says Shem Hashem is a deraisa. That's our Gemara. It's not Loisisa Shem Hashem Lekechel Hashav, but it's a deraisa. You took Hashem's name out, Hashav, for no reason. It's a deraisa. Now let her do that. We won't give you Malkus because we don't have a lav. For Cheresh, we have a lav, Al Sikal Al Cheresh. For Moitzi Shem Shemayim, we don't have a lav, so we won't give you Malkus. Okay? But it's a deraisa. According to Tosfos, a bracha is less than a deraisa. It's better than just being Moitzi Shem Shemayim. And the Rambam is on the opposite end of the spectrum, which is very difficult to understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, not only is it not permitted in the deraisa, like when you see Zmiris, except according to David, I'm saying, according to Rove people, right? It's not only a deraisa, like Shvu'i Sheker, the same level. So I want to tell you like this. There's another machlekes haposkim. When you have a suffix brachas, what do you do? When, in general, when you have a suffix brachas, what does one do? Does one not, we know we say suffix brachas lahakal. If it's not the birch hamozen, we say suffix brachas lahakal. That's generally the rule. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he feels you should make the bracha in a secular language. He says, why forget the bracha? Make the bracha and say it in a kinyan. Say it balaz. That's what he says. In Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Beis. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is what I always do. I never walk away without making a bracha. I always make a bracha, b'loshon targum. The beginning of Siman Reish Beis, I think it's in Vav, it's a pay. Yeah. He says, "V'nir l'fiyanei zayti sheyesh takhona midina." He says, I have a solution that you will never have to walk away from a bracha. He says, make it sheyesh etzlo yisof, it can be a bracha eloi, tzorech levorech bracha achroin, and why? Yesh levorech peloshen targum, the yoyim abrich rachmona malka da'alma. Make a bracha. And that we know beferish is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a bracha doesn't have to be said in Lashon HaKedesh. You can make a bracha in English. Make it in English. That's what he said. V'imchai bracha zu areze yotzo. He says, and if not, you weren't Moshe Shem Shemayim Levato? No problem. As I said, V'chein ani noye kamo pa'amim b'shtiyas chamim. He says, I'm noyeg that way with hot drinks. What does he mean? There's a machloikes haposkim. Somebody has a cup of coffee. If they make a bur in a fashas. The Mishnah Melach in Uchas Brachas has a suffix. Since you're drinking the coffee, it takes a while. You don't drink it in one shot. Normally, if you drink a cup of soda, you only chayev if you take 3 ounces quickly, one shot. If you're sipping a cup of soda, you're not chayev to make a bracha achrein. Many people not aware of that. But you're supposed to take at least 2.5 ounces, at least, you know, pretty much one shot. You could stop once in the middle, but you got to really drink it. If you're sipping soda, you're potter from a bracha achrein. So the Mishnah Melach has a shaila, hot drinks, nobody dunks down a hot drink, they sip it. So the Mishnah Melach has a shaila, whether you have to make a bracha achrein. He says, l'chori shunt. Then he says, it could be, since this is the derech to drink it. He says, so that's called derech shtir. That's the normal way to drink this drink. And it's very similar to the Sfora of the Marsham and the Taz by liquor. That the Taz says if you take a schnapps glazel of liquor, you have to make a bracha achrein. Because that's the shear of this drink. That's the normal amount, at least by Mamala mentioned. Right? That's the shear. And therefore it's enough to be to make a bracha achrein. That's the Sfora he has. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, whenever I have a hot drink, I make a bracha achrein in English. In a secular language. That's what he says. Many argued with this. And there's a whole big controversy over the testimony of the Chassam Sofer. It seems there was 1 year where they had a problem with Kiddush Levana, and it was like after day 15, where you can't make the Kiddush Levana. But it seems that from the Moila there was a question that maybe it was within 15 days. And there was the Netziv Mifaloshin in the Sefer Hamik Shaila, the Shiltas on the Yisroi. He says the year that it was. He says the Chasam Sofer was there with the Chemed Moshe, three Gedolei Yisrael, and the Chasam Sofer made Kiddush Levana in a secular language. That's what he did. What's difficult is that the Chasam Sofer himself writes in the Chidushim and the Dorim that I hold that if you make a bracha in a secular language, you over bracha Shvusha. Right? So it's a little bit of a problem. But if it would be just, you know, in a storybook, this is found in the Netziv, in the Shiltas, which is a very, very, very reliable source. But again, he didn't never saw the Chasam Sofer, the Netziv. He's saying what he heard. So some wanted to say, maybe the Chasam Sofer at one point held you were allowed to. And then he changed his mind. So the Tzitz Eliezer did research. And it's fascinating. He did research when the supposed story happened. So if you look in the Chelek Yud of the Tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer, if you anybody was able to know him, he was the type of person, this is something he's going to get to the bottom of. So what year? Don't just tell me it was Chayzer, when it happened. So listen to this. He says, Hayim yesh levorach brich rachmoni kishe yesh loy sofik. This is Chelek Yud Simen Yud Aleph. So he writes here, he says, I know that there's this story that went around, and he brings down the Netziv. He says, Ubahamiki Bazay, he says, I went and I looked into it. He says, and I did chippus achar chippus. At the end he says, that he brings down the Netziv, that this is what the Chasam Sofer did. He says, but I'll tell you, he says, I looked in the Chidushim, Al Koponim Adas Noisene, Shach Sam Sofer, Loi Pasake. And he brings a riot. He says, I want to tell you, he says, if you look in the Chidushim of the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer's Chidushim and the Dorim are all dated. Okay? This shir that he gave in the Dorim, where he said, you're not allowed to say, is Chodesh Sivan of the same year, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan is when they said he made the Brach. Of that year. And in the Chidushim Chasam Sofer, that year, that month, he wrote it the Bracha of Atok. So he says, it doesn't work. Unless you say he changed his mind since the Shchedesh. It starts getting a little bit tight. It's fascinating that not all the Shiurim of the Chasam Sofer are dated. Like sometimes there was the beginning of his man, and they happens to be that Shiur in the Dorm, he wrote Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Reish Aleph, and that was the year that the Netziv brings down the story with the Chemed Moshe. So if you're fascinated, but you can take a look in this. It's in Chelek Yud, Simen Yud Aleph, and Shitz Eliezer. But anyway, Al Koponim, what we have to analyze here is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, which I asked you to look up, talks about when you might say Shem Shemaya, Uvatola, you're only over, according to the Rambam, if you might see actually the Shem Hashem. If you say a Kinnui, if you use a secular name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not over. The Indian of being Moitzi Shem Shemaya. So how is it that the Poiskim, and Reb Moshe, by the way, also holds not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Reb Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, he paskins, you cannot make a bracha in English. You can make a bracha, he says, believe. You have a suffix, you could say it in your heart. He says, you can't communicate it, Reb Moshe holds. So I'm not going to go into the machloikis between Reb Moshe, and I just want to give you a generic understanding, why is it, how is it possible that you could be Moitzi Shem Shemayim in English and it won't be an Isser according to the Rambam, and yet you make a bracha in English, and according to many of these poskim, they hold that the Chasam Sofer is amongst them, they hold it's an Isser Deraisa. I mean, there are great Gedolim that held not that way. The Pnei Yeshua held like the Aruch HaShulchan, that you could do it in English. But we see there, Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Tshuvas holds that you're allowed to say Shem Hashem in English, in a second language, but he says if you do it in a bracha, you're chayav. So somehow, again, we see the idea that a bracha makes it worse. Tosfos holds a bracha makes it better. The Rambam holds a bracha makes it worse. But not only does a bracha make it worse in the sense of Leisisa, but according to all these Paiskim, Reb Moshe, and all those, the Chasam Sofer, all those that went that way, they hold that a bracha makes it like a shvusha. So what I want to tell you is a pshat. I think that this is the pshat, and I think that this will give us a much clearer understanding in our sugya. I think that the pshat is like this. clearly, there are two separate types of Isurim relating to Bimotzi Shem Shemayim. L'shav or L'sheker. One is the actual uttering of the Shem Hashem, which the Gemara talks about here at the end of our sugya. As Hashem Elokecha Tirah V'Oisei Tavad. There's an Isra say that a person should have reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and you shouldn't say Hashem's name like it's a cup of coffee. It's Hashem's name. You don't just say it. That's one thing. In that, it's very logical to say that as long as the Shem Hashem is being said in a chashiv way, very potentially there shouldn't be a problem. Then there's another law. By Shvur, we find it by Shvur Sheker. And maybe we'll see it can even apply to Shvur Sevens, but for sure Shvur Sheker. And that is, it says, Loisisa Shem Hashem Elokecha. Don't carry Hashem's name in vain. What that means is, your source is not that you're uttering Hashem's name. You're doing something else. You're schlepping along HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ride. Yeah? You're making a shvu, you're making a klola, you're making a bracha, you're making... Whatever you're doing something else. And now you're schlepping Hashem's name. When the Torah says, don't swear falsely, according to the Rambam, what the Torah was saying was, or don't take Hashem's name out in vain, what the Torah was saying was, that whenever you're making something, some chalois, any chalois that you're making, if there isn't a need to bring Hashem's name on for the ride, don't tag Hashem's name onto something else in vain. It's not the utterance that's the issur. The issur is the shvua. When you make a shvua sheker, right? What are we giving you malchus for? For loisishvu b'shvila sheker, for shvua, right? But happens to be that's why I'll get to a very critical point. That's why, because the issur is that you're carrying Hashem with you, and it's not the utterance of the Shem Hashem, therefore the kinoy doesn't make a difference. If you use a kinoy, you're also chayav. Because we're not giving you malchus for uttering Hashem's name, we're giving you malchus for carrying Hashem on your bandwagon. You made a chalois, and for no reason you schlepped the Rabbeinu Shlomo for the ride. You're not allowed to do that. That's not an issur of uttering the Shem Hashem. And that's why over there, how you uttered it is not critical. The point is you schlepped the Rabbeinu Shlomo. How do you schlep the Rabbeinu Shlomo? By saying his name, by saying a kinyan which refers to his name. You schlep the Rabbeinu Shlomo on with the shvur. And that's why the same Rishonim who hold that if you say Hashem's name in English, you're not chayav, because when you say Hashem's name in English, you didn't schlep the Rabbeinu Shlomo onto some chalois. You just said Hashem's name. So we want to give you malchus for uttering Hashem's name. It has to be Hashem's name. It has to be the Shema Mefarish. But if we're giving you malchus for schlepping Hashem along, that's pshat a brocha. A brocha is a chalois brocha. A brocha is not just that. Now you schlep the Rabbeinu Shlomo along with it, you can't do that. Unless there's a reason. Unless there's an obligation. There's no obligation. You can't do it. When somebody is mekalalas chavera, okay, the Gemara has a havami that Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola would be potter unless he says it is. The Gemara says, and Makala would be potter. The Gemara says, how could that? Makala would be potter? How could it be? What was the havami of the Gemara? The havami of the Gemara was, if you use Hashem's name for to create a klola, it's not Lashon. It was to create a klola. Which is ultimately why you're allowed to use Hashem's name for a shvur zemes. Because you're creating a shvur. A shvur which is true. A shvur which is true is called a reason. A shvur which is false is not called a reason. Because it doesn't affirm anything which is accurate. But a shvur which is true is called a reason. You're affirming something. And that's shot in the Gemara. The Ema, I would think, Lefaya says, Chaveira, you're allowed to make a shvur because there you schlepped Hashem's name for a reason. But if you made a shvur is emes. Now, we asked the castle, what do you mean? The whole Gemara earlier said, you're only chayav for shvur sheker. Then you could say it's very pasha. The Gemara earlier was talking about where you're making a shvur with a kinyan. You're not saying the shame ha'mefarish. If you're not saying the shame ha'mefarish, so we don't have a problem with the fact that you said a shame ha'mefarish. We only have a problem that you put Hashem's name into a shvur. So then you're only chayav malchus if the shvur is a shvur sheker. If the Shavuos is Shavuos Emes, and you took Hashem on, there's no problem. The Gemara on the bottom is talking about the Issur of being Moitzi Shem Shemai. Over there, the Gemara says maybe a Shavuos Emes would have a problem with being Moitzi Shem Shemai. Because that would be Al Shem on the first. The Gemara is no Havamin if you make an accurate Shavuos with a Kinu that you'd be Chayim. No such thought process. Because you could make a Shavuos with a Kinu too. You don't have to use the Shem on the first. So the Gemara on the top, where the Gemara says he's a Chi of Malkus by Shavuos Sheker, that's even if you use the Kinui. Because you're not getting Malkus for the shame, you're getting Malkus for the Shavuos, which was in vain that you slept Hashem's name onto it. Even if you use the Kinui, you'd be Chi of Malkus in that case. Forgetting the Rishonim hold you don't need to shame Hashem at all. But even the Rishonim, the Ravid that holds you need to shame Hashem, you could use a Kinui. So in other words, there's two separate Isurim. One is uttering Hashem's name in vain, and that is one parasha, and that relates to the Shema Mefarish. And then there's an issue of carrying Hashem's name onto something else. There, Hashem's name is really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there you'd be chayiv even if you use the kinyan. So, by Shavuos Sheker, you're chayiv even if you use the kinyan. And therefore, when the Gemara had a Havamina that on a Shavuos Emes, you would be also chayiv Malkus, that would be Shavuos Emes with the Shema Mefarish. And what you'd be chayiv for is not loisishbu bashmila sheker, you'd be chayiv for Moshe Shem Shemayim. That you took Hashem's name. Why'd you take Hashem's name for? You didn't have to take Hashem's name. You could have made a Shavuos without Hashem's name. You could have made a Shavuos with the Kinyan. Your taka would have been butter. The Gemara on top was going, al Shavuos. Al Shavuos, you only chayiv if it's a full Shavuos. There is no Havamin in the Gemara from the beginning until the end that for Shavuos you would be chayiv if it's true. The Havamin of the Gemara on the bottom is that if you bring in the Shema Mefarish into a Shavuos, then you'll be chayiv al the Shema Mefarish. Afilu al Emes will be also to swear with the Shema Mefarish. So how then would you make a Shavuos? Some Rishonim hold you don't need shame at all, and some Rishonim hold the Kinyan. So then that's it. You don't need to bring Hashem's name into Shavuos. If you do, then you'll be over the Issur of Moitzi Shem Shemayim. And that is more concludes, no, you're allowed to take Hashem's name into the Shavuos, if it's a Shavuos Emes. Either you're allowed to or it's a mitzvah. Now why the Gemara had a Havamina? Since now we're dealing with the lav, not the lav of Shavuos Sheker, but the lav of being Moitzi Hashem's name for no reason, there's a Havamina for a moment, that if it's in the context of a klola, it's better than if it's for nothing. Because in the context of a klola, you can't call it shav. It's positioned in a klola. So it's not shav. Oh, but since we have a loisa kalu cheresh, so it doesn't make it any better that it's in a klola. But at least for the moment that the Gemara shifted, for a moment the Gemara shifted and said, well, maybe when you do it in a klola, you'll be part of it. The Gemara says, migora. Yes, at that point, because again, there's a big difference between the top issue that we're dealing with and the bottom issue that we're dealing with. The top part of the Gemara, we're dealing with the issue of Shavuos with Hashem's name. But it's Shavuos. It could be without Hashem's name. It could be with a Kinyan. Shavuos. The bottom part of the Gemara, we're dealing with the issue of Moitzi Shem Shemayim, which has a whole different guideline. The issue of Moitzi Shem Shemayim. And now we can also understand why Tosfos Taka holds that if you're Moitzi Shem Shemayim in a Brach, it's not called. Not a problem. On the other hand, the Rambam holds it's worse. The fact that it's in a bracha that's not needed, now you're being noisy, shame Hashem, and that's why the Rambam compares it to a Shavuos. And he uses the word noisy. The Rambam uses the wash in Hilchos Bracha. He says, Kol amavorach, bracha shein etzricha, hareze noisy shem shemayim. He's carrying Hashem's name, and that's why, according to Moshe and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, even if you use a kilui, which normally is permitted, if you stop being Moitzi Shem Shemayim with a kino, you wouldn't be able. But here you're carrying Hashem's name. That would be like Shavuos. That's what the Rambam says. Harei ze Moitzi, harei hu kenish bo l'shav. Why did Rambam say that? Because he's trying to say, as Moitzi Shem Shemayim levatola, it really shouldn't have been an issue. The reason why it's an issue is because you know, because you're creating a chalois bracha, which you're not obligated, that's already included in the issue of Shavuos. Okay. I'll just give the Marmukah for next week. We're going to be doing the sugya on Davdalad Amar Aleph. We'll be going until the top of Daled Amud Beis. Okay? As far down as you can get, but at least we'll be doing the whole Daled Amud Aleph. You should also look up right over here the Mitzpe Yesan in the Gemara and the Hagos Hagra and also the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph on the word Asmachta. And okay, that will do it for now. Ksubis Yud Aleph also, the Gemara Maseches Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph. Gabi Asmachta.